Last time on Brothel D&D.
Got a pretty decent chance of rolling a fucking one.
That would be a problem.
I forget how to play, guys.
I don't know the monetary system of fucking Baldur's Gate.
Why do we keep trying to set the same guy on fire?
Again, I disagree with the book, so we're going to play it my way, because it's my game. Screw you, Wizards of the Coast.
Ha!
What was I going to ask him?
Fuck. I brought you some peanut M&Ms. They're your second favorite candy.
Do you want to go up a level?
Prisoner... prison? Some sort of prison? Are they keeping captives?
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel. Great Scott. Shazam.
Get off my plane.
Yeah.
How far away is the guard tower, and can we tell if there's anybody on it?
Perception check.
They have an empty fucking guard tower.
21.
Yeah, you don't really see anybody in the guard tower.
Not one person on the guard tower.
Nope.
So they're not really concerned, apparently.
Yeah, they're not concerned at all.
That much.
Aside from the small ambush.
Are there people
insight
coming
check.
Going?
That you two are talking
answer
about.
Answer his question.
Question.
I got a 21. 14.
8.
Mm. I'm trying to remember. There were too many things, and I'm trying to remember what I even called for the insight for.
I don't know.
it occurs to Matt, as everyone else is describing this to you, it occurs to you that they left a rear guard.
Well, he should be able to see that there's fires everywhere. I mean, I'm sure it should be...
Right, but he sees shapes and stuff, but it's not definite. Like, the guard tower is 15 feet high, so... Lucas can see into the guard tower. Matt realizes there's a structure there, but he couldn't necessarily pick out, you know. Lucas can see the whites of their eyes.
Okay.
As everyone's sort of talking about what you're seeing and everything, it suddenly occurs to you that likely if there was a rear guard, their goal would be to signal if anyone was approaching. If no one has signaled that someone's approaching...
Then no one would arm the guard tower.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been... It's not even been 24 hours since they attacked.
Are there people coming and going?
You do. There is quite a bit of movement.
Okay.
And like I said, you do hear general noise. You know, pots being clanged, people moving around.
I will... Is there a way I can... I'll take some of my rope out and fashion the medallion around my neck. So I'm wearing their dragon emblem.
You could probably just put it on.
Yeah, or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, no, you can do that.
So do you
want to make him, you want to make him up?
You want to disguise yourself as one of them and take us as, quote, prisoners?
No. Because he'd have to break us out, too. You don't want to do that around then.
We're trying to find a monk anyway, so we're going to have to walk out of here with more people than necessary.
Well, then how's one dude going to get three prisoners in? We're going to have to give him all of our weapons, otherwise it's not going to be believable.
Fair enough. It's just an idea.
Right. My question is, this guy, like, are they going to be weary of us with a drow in our company? Yeah,
what's with this albino drow you got here?
Because someone asked earlier about the diversity of their group, so...
Drow are unusual. That's true.
What would we have to do to make a drow look like a regular elf? Yeah. What do we got to do?
I mean, he's an albino.
He's albino.
I am albino, so I don't look like a drow. Anyway.
I mean, we could darken his skin.
Yeah, put some foundation on him.
Throw some dirt on him.
Well, pull your hood up.
All right.
What about me?
I say also, we had a
what
no.
about you?
I mean, it's all a question of
how much weight can your owl carry?
Or
can he just
I
pick
pass
you up
as a kid?
It's up to you.
Are you bearded?
Not necessarily.
Same.
I don't think he
pulls his dagger out and shaves himself.
Daggers aren't sharp blades. They're pointy.
Go away.
Otherwise it's a knife.
It's got a serrated edge.
No, it doesn't. Then it's not a dagger.
Daggers are stabby weapons. My dagger has a serrated edge.
Well, as long as we're having flights of fancy, I have an AK-47. Let's go.
Those don't exist.
Neither does a serrated dagger.
Bet you it does.
All right.
So what's the plan, gentlemen?
How do I need to do the disguise?
I think you can get away with both of those disguises. I don't think that's a problem.
Okay.
You are doing some sort of, maybe you're giving the cleric a scar or something, because for him you're just trying to change his face a little bit so he's not easily recognized.
Are you wearing emblems?
We pointed this out at the very beginning of this. My emblem is under my breastplate.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as I know, no one is wearing distinguishing markings.
All right.
And for him, I think...
The only marking I have is my house sigil tattooed on my neck.
And you've got a hood.
And I have a hood.
What kind of gangbanger fucking drow are you, man?
What? Gangbanginist.
You got a neck tat?
It's my house sigil. Yeah, I represent. You know
what? Representing a job with your name on your shirt. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Now I see your armor has yes right here.
Is that a dagger?
No.
Yeah.
No, daggers are tapered.
Which basically what that is, right?
Well, yeah. It's not medieval.
I'm just saying. Possibilities out there.
Yeah, enjoy your Google foo.
I mean, I wouldn't, medieval style wouldn't be serrated so much as maybe waved a little. A little wavy.
Hey, I got an idea.
Let's move
it. Okay. You know what? Hey, look. Oh, I rolled, I give the fuck up. I don't care. I got an 18, whatever I just rolled.
Okay. What would you like to do?
Oh, okay, we're disguised.
Yeah, no, he takes 15 minutes on the both of you, and you are disguised.
Can we make him look taller? And tie some phone books under his feet or something?
You wish you were a little bit taller? You wish you were a baller? She had a rabbit and a hat, bat.
Right.
Next up.
In we go.
All right, yeah. In you go. Okay.
Blend into again, the crowd. Is there some sort of prison area? Or they're keeping captives.
Yeah, now they're in there. I'm assuming that there's in a firelight that I can see now.
I'll give you guys an idea, because I didn't pull up
the human
clear. I need to remember to keep pulling up maps without numbers on them, so try not to pay attention to the numbers too much. But, I mean, the canyon is huge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there's a big canyon, boys.
Yeah, that's probably 900, 1,000 feet from one end to the other. So you guys just came in on the edge of the map.
So you've got some walking to do to even scout the place.
Man, right. The fact that, like I said, this right here is the guard tower that you are just now approaching.
Well, let's stick to
the outskirts. So it'll take you a while to walk from one side to the other.
Well, he's got a familiar that he can fly around him.
That's right? True. I mean, however you guys want to approach it. I will assume that you are...
I want some hungry thing to shoot at the owl.
You're coming up on the guard tower now.
You want to run up the guard tower? Get a
Mr. Good Vision?
Get a higher vantage? Just, you know...
Well, can you do it without being seen?
Possibility.
Make a stealth roll.
Wait, do I have climb? Is there a climb thing?
Athletics.
My athletics are zero. Stealth. My stealth is a three.
I have a high athletics.
There's also a ladder.
You got that.
I'll climb up the ladder.
That doesn't matter.
Then you don't need to make a roll, assuming stealth. You're trying to just climb.
I'm climbing up a ladder, guys.
Okay.
Because there's nobody there to stop me.
You climb up 20 feet, you're now in the guard tower.
Okay. So I'd like to just take a gander.
You said it was 15 feet before. Now he's on the roof of it.
Oh, whatever. I don't remember how much it was.
Low perception.
The towers are 20 feet high, made from rough timbers lashed together with rope. They are large enough for a few lookouts.
Of which there are none.
When you climb the tower, you realize that sort of off to the side, there are, maybe 30, 40 feet away from the tower, there are a handful of kobolds kind of lounging about. They kind of just look at you as you climb the tower, kind of cock their heads, but they go back to whatever the heck they were doing off to the side.
Stupid lizards.
Pretty much. As you get up there, you realize that you get a slightly better vantage point. You can see a large number of fires. The camp seems to be divided almost into sort of three sections. There's a small section very near to you with a fewer number of tents. Then, sort of in the intermediate distance, there's a large number of tents. And then you can see just a few fires beyond that at the far end where the box wall is.
Which would be the generals, right?
So it appears that they have the encampment, I guess, for lack of a better term, segregated by mercs and, you know, generals.
Ranks,
and ranks of the cult.
Deeper in and safer. So where would you keep prisoners in a setup like that?
Probably somewhere in the middle.
Likely in the middle.
Okay. Can we go along the edge of the canyon and try to stay in darker areas?
That would seem suspicious.
Yeah.
That would be very suspicious.
I would walk down
right down the middle.
Yeah. All right, let's do that then. Fuck this shit.
All right, do it. You guys just strolling like ballers down the middle of the road?
Well, what's going on around us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up in the air. Do
all
I
our
see,
weapons are put away.
See anything else that would appear to be dangerous for us?
You can see people milling about. There's some people carrying torches. You see some campfires. You probably hear some body songs, the sounds of cooking. I mean, it is probably, it's getting closer to night, so more and more people are probably retreating to bed for their tents. But in general, I mean, it's a camp of several hundred people. So there is a lot going on, but it's winding down. It is
proceed
nighttime.
Proceed down the main thoroughfare. Do we want to try and, like, get some information? I mean, who's got charisma?
I mean, what do you just, you know, walk up to somebody and be like, hey, man, what do you keep walk the prisoners up around here?
Walk up to one of the campfires and sit down with everybody. And
just listen?
Listen, maybe mingle a little.
Jangling, I got you.
Yeah. Oh. It's up to you guys.
Hang out, have a beer.
We find one with humans.
Well, right now you're still sort of loitering around the guard tower. You guys go ahead and are you moving in?
Yeah, let's move in.
Proceed.
Yeah. I'll climb down my ladder. Okay. No, I'm good.
should we be yelling, all hail Tiamat?
All hail Tiamat.
It's up to you.
Man, you know what? You're pretending to be a cleric now. What if somebody comes up to you like,
trying to fit in with the dragon calls.
Do you see other people wearing them?
Can your owl see anything further now that we're inside?
I have to actually stop, and I can't see or hear or do anything.
You can't see doesn't mean you can't walk.
Yeah, actually, it does.
Yeah, he can't move. He just stands still.
Unless you
want to
carry him while he's doing it.
You push him.
Like Game of Thrones.
And again, you can get a sense from him.
Wogue?
If there's something specific you want, he can give you some sort of empathic
effect.
I don't know what you guys are looking for, though.
I'm looking for the prison. Looking for where the prisoners are.
Yeah, keep.
They only got like 12, so it's like
look for signs of somebody being held against their will. Think he could.
What's the IQ on an owl again? How high is it?
They're
it's like
very
what
wise.
A 6.
I wisdom is 12.
Really?
Yes. I used to watch Winnie the Pooh, and that guy
intelligence
was a dick.
They know how many licks it takes.
He gets the sense of kind of what you're trying to say, but nothing is sticking out to him at this point. There's nothing obvious.
Dick move. Look at the red.
All the edits. You dick.
Can you make that the bump at the end?
Crunch. I thought you meant all the edits. You dick. So you guys are just going from the guard tower, you're just walking on in?
Uh-huh. I suppose.
Okay.
We're walking in, looking like we belong here.
Hold on, let me
go trying to blend into the crowd.
I gotta think about this for a second.
Man, that means you didn't plan for this.
No, I planned. You guys have done things, and now I want to make sure I give you credit for those things instead of just doing it right
good
out of the book.
Stuff.
How hard this razor is.
How hard what? You're trying to make Troy touch something hard?
Yeah. His heart. I mean, in small. His heart. Trying to make him feel at home.
Arteries. What?
And then, think about that. So it goes, and then it's, okay. Cool. Everyone make me a charisma check.
Charisma?
As you stroll on in. Just roll and add your charisma bonus.
5. Or can I roll deception?
Wait, I have a negative one on
my charisma. Nah, it's charisma.
Bonus.
Okay.
Let's see, subtract one.
I got 3.
9?
Okay. Excellent. Cool. All right. So you guys stroll on in.
We suck again.
Yeah.
Now it would have been a fucking 19.
So you guys stroll in and
can't see anyway.
As you move in, like I said, there was sort of a small patch of tents right there at the sort of the opening. You guys can see that there is little movement around these tents. There are no fires, and you see a number of, you see a number of sort of broken rocks, and there are a couple of posts with chains around them.
So they're stoning prisoners here.
Maybe.
If the posts are here, the cells can't be too far from here.
Nobody lashed to the...
No.
Any signs of fresh blood or disturbances?
Give me an insight.
19.
3.
15.
5.
Matt, you realize that you're sensing movement inside these tents. But there's no light coming from them, and there's no campfire.
People are doing it.
Just for Matt, a perception.
21.
Nice roll. You it suddenly occurs to you to look at the sort of, you realize it's not a tent so much as it is a hut. And you suddenly realize that the door to this hut is barred on the outside.
Yeah.
We found the cell.
Yay!
There appeared, and then once it occurs to you, you see that there are a number of sort of huts in that general vicinity.
Are there guards outside the doors?
Not that you can tell.
Can I tell? I got a 15.
Walk up.
I can see better than you can.
Who else is in the vicinity? Like, are there people seeing us? Like, I don't want to go up and start talking through the bars.
I don't think that. I mean, we've obviously not aroused suspicion thus far, so.
I'm aroused.
If not all of us, but somebody. I don't think it'd be weird for somebody to go up to and try to harass the prisoners, but essentially try to actually get information out of them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you guys like to do?
We're here to get info, so...
Do we know how many huts there are total?
We'll say half a dozen.
Jesus. So we're looking for the monk.
Okay.
That's what you're saying? Is what we want to do?
Yeah, that's right inside the gate, right?
Yes.
What else is going on around there?
It's mostly open. This is the least populated area of what you could see from the guard tower. The main camp is still farther on down the road.
So there's no guards, and it's like right by the exit of the canyon? That seems kind of stupid.
Let's keep moving and come back here, because we got to come back this way anyway. Let's figure out what we can figure out.
Well, essentially, all we're doing is getting info on the camp, which we know there's a camp of some number of people.
I don't feel there's any need for us to really go further into the camp. And
our secondary mission is the monk, so the monk. I feel like we need
if
to get the monk.
If these are cells, then this
but if
is
we get
where
the monk now, like,
we don't need to get. At least we need to find the monk.
Look, there's half a dozen. There's six huts.
Yeah.
There's four of us. Each of you take a hut. See if you can find the monk.
At least identify the monk. We don't have to grab him now, but at least identify him.
You can at least visually find him.
I don't think
can
there's
I try something.
There's no. I don't think there's a reason to go further in the camp.
What would you like to try?
I want to try going up to one hut, one person, and what's the monk's name?
Leosin.
And asking, there's a prisoner named Leosin. I need to question. Because I don't want to blow the cover as well, like, if they think that we're busting out, if there's other prisoners in whatever hut Leosin's in, because they said he took maybe a dozen.
That's what I'm saying. All we're doing is trying to identify the monk.
Well, if we do that, and we talk to him in front of everybody, you know, and they realize, like...
Everybody.
Well, whoever's in the hut.
Who cares? They're all prisoners.
Because they'll scream, like, why are you taking me?
So, the huts are made of sticks, essentially. We can see between...
No.
We can see who's in them.
Yeah, I mean, there is sort of a... The way they're designed, it's thick enough that you couldn't easily break through it. You could probably see some faint through. You know, you can get some idea of.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
then let him go peeking all the doors.
There is through it wide enough to see faces and stuff.
The door is designed so that someone could look in and see what's going on.
Look through the door. Don't look through the wall because that looks suspicious.
So if we all just simply walk by and gaze,
and you're looking in.
Gaze in as we walk down the line. If I happen to notice a monk, I'll stop.
It's not that you notice a monk. Look for a half-elf.
Well, a half-elf with a weird haircut would indicate monk.
Okay.
Likely
in
a robe. We
can all look in, but like you said, there's no light inside the huts. The huts are dark.
I have superior night vision.
We all have night vision.
You all have night vision. He has superior night vision.
Which doesn't mean anything in close quarters.
Stop. Let me finish my thought. Are we in close quarters, or are we walking down the main thoroughfare?
Either way.
If we can walk down the main...
60 feet.
Shut the fuck up! If we can walk down the main thoroughfare, and he can just glance over and see well all the way to the back of the hut, with identify it, then we are all covert and walking, no issue. Then we know on the way out to stop and talk to the monk.
But it's not clear-cut vision either. Like,
okay, I've said my piece. Can we vote or something?
I mean, that's essentially what I was going for. So you and I have the same mindset. Does that
okay? Let's do that.
So, what are we trying? You're trying to just glean what you can from the distance.
It appears as if we're just simply walking by. Yeah. As I am glancing at each hut,
nonchalant,
hoping to recognize the monk as we go.
Give me a perception check.
Please have a good perception roll.
13.
You're not really getting too much.
Now you two can roll. All right.
We tried.
You're gonna get a little closer then.
Well, I mean,
how far away?
I'm assuming at this point Matt wanted to look from the road. From the road, with his superior dark vision, he's not noticing any sort of.
I mean, how far away is it to begin with? That's my point.
100 feet, 80 feet. You know, I mean, it's not that. I mean, it's not super far off.
Well, 80 feet is different than 60. Mine only goes 60, so that's my point.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you also have to remember. You're right. In this part of the camp, it is pretty dark. So yeah, you would have to step off the road and get a little bit closer to have the that kind of a roll.
I just don't understand why we can't walk right up to the hut and look inside.
That's what you want to do.
Four of us. There's six huts. It'd be a lot quicker.
Okay, let's go. I think it looks suspicious if we all split up and go to each hut.
It kind of does.
I'm just saying.
But okay.
I'm not sitting like doing one of these things.
I'm gonna have to. I'm blind. It's dark.
Are there any other mercs, guards, anything that can see us other than the prisoners that are inside these huts?
The next nearest tents are 150, 200 feet away.
So pretty fucking far.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is an isolated part of the camp.
Okay. We could feasibly do
the single hut thing without really being seen.
Yeah, so everybody take two huts. Let's go look. I'm with Pickle Bridges.
Okay.
Okay, I'm with the Paladin.
Well, no, I'm with him because I can't see.
Oh.
So I'm useless.
I thought you meant two per hut.
No.
Everybody check two huts.
Okay.
So you're saying you check two huts, they will check two huts.
Gotcha.
How far apart are the huts?
10, 15 feet apart.
All right, not that bad.
Okay. The hut Lucas goes to is empty. The hut that...
Wait, I'm looking at two of them, so...
Right, no. I'm just going to the first hut that you go to.
Gotcha.
The first hut you go to is empty. Xander, the first hut you go to is empty. The gnome and the cleric, the first hut you go to, is occupied by 8 bodies. As you get closer, you realize you can hear some crying and some restless movement. You've got dark vision, so you can actually see Matt. All you kind of see are shadows moving beyond the window.
Hey, what do you see?
You see eight humans, we'll say, 4 male, 4 female, sort of cloistered about inside this hut. They all appear to be chained to a pole that is in the middle of the hut as part of the structure.
Humans, keep moving. We're looking for a half-elf.
Uh-huh. Number two. Moving?
Move along.
I'm not stopping. I'm just looking.
Your second hut is empty, browsing. Lucas. Your second hut is empty, Troy, and the second hut you guys go to is empty.
All right.
Keep moving.
Regroup, go down the main thoroughfare.
Okay. As you go down the main thoroughfare, you're seeing, like I said, it's dying down, but there are a number of fires. You see groups of people standing about. You see things are happening. So Yeah, that's what you see. The tents, I'll give you, the tents are circular huts made from closely spaced wooden or bone poles covered in hide, mud, and sod. They vary in diameter from 10 feet to 25 feet and height from 5 feet to 10 feet. Oh, I forgot to add this detail. The ones that you guys saw are crudely built and decorated with animal skulls. As you move closer into the area, these huts are definitely sturdier and cleaner, and a lot of them are decorated with painted dragon designs.
All right, so these are some sort of guard housing.
We should dragon probably, designs are probably cultists.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
They're a part of the cult if they're decorating them in early fuck. You know.
I feel like we should ask somebody if they've seen a monk.
Does that not rouse suspicion?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't have the feeling that he was captured.
Why don't we?
I never did.
Okay. First off, let's sit around a fire.
Yeah. Let's listen and just say, hey, I heard they got a monk. Is that true?
I wouldn't even say anything yet. Yeah, I'd just sit down and chill for a little bit.
Well, right. What sort of group would you like to sit with? You have all kinds of different choices.
The drunk ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the beer tent?
Fair enough. You do hear...
I have coupons.
I got tokens.
There is a rowdy group that you can see sort of bodily singing and, you know...
Uh-huh.
Just sort of hanging out.
I extricate my bottle of whiskey from my pack.
Okay.
Four of us.
I too have a bottle of whiskey.
Cool.
You want to use yours too, or just pack?
I can just hold it. Okay. I mean, yeah.
So you notice that this group is a group of humans. You notice that they're not wearing any sort of dragon regalia,
uh-huh.
And they're just sort of hanging out and drinking. Oh, excellent haul today. Sort of just drunkenly slurring and talking back and forth. Yes, great haul. Sad so much that's going to go to the damn dragons. I know, but they said they'd pay us a fair price, and they've treated us well so far. It's true. Oh, hello, gentlemen. Good evening. Takes a big drink of something out of a flask. I don't know that I've seen any of you around before.
I mime taking a drink out of my bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, we're new. We just joined right before Greenest.
Ah, you missed the smaller hamlets. Those are small potatoes. At least at Greenest, we were able to pick up a few things for ourselves. Takes another swig.
Hey, Greenest, that was a heck of a fire, man. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, we're hopefully this is gonna be a bigger haul. I mean, some of my guys, it's okay, but you know, this cult, they want to do stuff with the dragons, and you know, what am I to say about it?
You say dragons? I thought we were just one dragon guy. So how many dragons are you talking about here?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, they're all about Tiamat. Praise Tiamat's glory. Clearly mocking there.
So where are we heading next?
Yeah,
I'm asking.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking. I thought you were talking to your party. I haven't heard yet. You know, they gotta get that crazy purple bitch and the dragon. They decide. You know, I just signed up through
my local recruiter's office.
Exactly. Trying to come up with a. Well, I signed
Tiamat
up.
Tiamat wants you.
Yeah.
Where's the tent at? I got a piece of my mind to speak of.
Good luck getting to them, man. God, they're surrounded by guards. I said, you know, if I were you, since you're kind of new to what's going on here, this place is... Stick around with us, because, you know, we're all level-headed people. You get to the religious people, they're a little nutso, you know what I'm saying?
We heard they took some prisoners. We saw like some huts back there. We didn't see anybody in fun, but we went to poke some sticks at guys.
They go through prisoners pretty quick. There's plenty of sport. You want to throw a rock at a prisoner? They put them to work in the morning. So
I heard they got some half elf. Some bitch. You seen a guy like that around here?
Give me, just give me a D100 roll, and say high or low. I'll let you roll it.
That's not a D100,
isn't it?
Yeah, you also need the D10.
Oh, no. Okay.
High or low?
Low.
And you rolled?
50.
Not very low. I don't prisoners. Man, we're just grunt soldiers. We're just here for hire. I didn't take any prisoners. I was just supposed to loot the gold. Prisoners? Where'd you hear that they were taking prisoners?
We saw a hut back there where guys let's chain together.
No.
We saw this half elf bastard a while back, and I got a piece of my mind to talk to that guy.
Really?
Yeah, he owes me money.
Oh. Well, good luck getting that back.
Would you rather take his life than the money?
From everyone but Troy, perception checks?
22.
Dang.
18.
Thunder P.
P for perception.
Yeah. 2, so 17.
You guys all sort of noticed that this particular brigand is getting very loud in his discussion with Troy, and that you're noticing a few wayward glances from other campsites and people. They're definitely this is the party section, and they're drawing some attention. Oh, please sit, enjoy the fire.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, we're gonna get some action around here.
Action.
There's gotta be a pussy hut.
There is not. It is sadly a male brigand only affair, with the exception of, you know, the high and mighty.
Friggin' sausage fest, man.
I fucking knew we should have took those broads, man. Nobody had the foresight to take some lady prisoners.
Well, you know, this is cult, man. They got crazy ideas.
No, morals, man.
They just...
You want to try some of this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Takes a nice swig of the whiskey. Yeah, these dragon guys are just fucking idiots.
Hey. Calm down there, buddy.
At which point you hear someone holler. They're like, hey! You will not insult the worm speaker Mondat. This is the guy you've been talking to. You want to take it up with me? Let's go. Why not? You guys are all douchebags anyway. Bunch of dragon lovers.
Fight, 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 fight.
I back away with my bottle of whiskey. On that. We lurk into the shadows at this point as he...
You see the brigand and the cultist so start shoving each other.
You didn't see your cultist badge that you're wearing. It's like, fuck those dragon cultists. Oh, sir, hello.
You see them start to get into a shouting match.
I say we slowly walk
away.
This
is a good distraction to creep on out of here.
I kind of want to watch it.
I don't think we need to.
We're going to call attention to ourselves.
It's a good time to step away.
So what do you guys do?
This drunk guy obviously knows we're new, so we don't need more seasoned people seeing us.
Well, let's yell something and get his ass killed.
They're shoving a little bit. You should show respect, you heathen! It's like, and he makes the gesture of, Tiamat! And the guy takes a swing at him. So they're now in fisticuffs, and you suddenly notice that a crowd is starting to surround the group. You're sort of being included in a fight circle now, as audience members of these two guys duking it out. The drunk guy seems to be losing very much.
Rule number one, we don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah.
we back through the crowd. Yeah. We work our way towards the rear.
Gotcha.
Heads down.
Okay.
Want to head, continue up the way?
Yeah, sure. What do you think?
I don't know how far we should get into it. Walking out in the open.
Yeah, I don't know that we should get too far.
Once we get beyond this area, it's
then
gonna
we're
be
dragon people.
Well, do we still need to look for this monk guy? Because obviously, this guy at least doesn't seem to think that this guy's around. So.
How much cover is there?
What do you mean by cover?
I mean, could we sneak through here?
You could sneak. I mean, you could sneak in between tents. That's definitely doable.
Okay.
Get rid of your old eraser.
Fair enough.
And I'm just fidgeting.
What do you guys want to do?
It has now turned into a fairly decent-sized brawl. There are now a couple of people involved.
My thought was to get close to the ladies' tent, maybe try to overhear something. If not,
oh, but that'd be all the way in the back. That's okay. Scary.
Well, then either that, then we should leave because we're. I mean, we don't have really any other options, right?
The remember this is split into three sections. So the midsection
is where it gets dragon culty.
Yeah.
You are in the midsection now. Yeah.
Oh, we're in the midsection. Yeah. Okay.
Can we?
It's not very evenly divided. Some tents are ramshackle. Some tents are very nice. Some have dragons on them. Some don't, and they kind of just stagger as you go through.
I'm gonna ask him, what was that thing that he was doing with his hand?
Well, religion. That's the 14.
I mean, you all saw it. He's simply raising his right hand and going like this. Sort of an outward claw shape. Now, whether or not you understood what he was saying in his drunken slur, another question.
No, but when he mockingly did it, the cultist slugged him.
This is true. Who would that be? I gotta remember a long way back now. I think it was you. Give me an insight check. It's gonna be a challenging one.
I haven't gotten the easy ones yet. 16.
Nah, not high enough. And I no. Okay, there should be two people who have it. Xander should also roll an insight.
13.
Okay. Just curious, gonna try and help you out since you were thinking about it, but
why don't we back out and, you know, on our way out, why don't we stick our head in the hut with eight people and
mention the monk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're looking for just play it up, like have, you know, the guy with the cult thing go up, looking for a half elf prisoner we caught back in Greenest. Where's he at?
I was gonna say, since you've got the symbol on, if we push forward a little bit and we get stopped, or we meet somebody. Remember that hand signal.
Well, I was gonna say, if you want to get information out of prisoners, in this instance, you probably want somebody who doesn't have a cult symbol on. Like, hey,
well, no, we just no, want I them mean, to notice your I'm, guard as well as they.
Yeah, you notice I'm the fight is being broken forward. Up by armed guys now.
All right,
now we still got back, we're still backing away, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming you didn't just run away, though. I mean,
no.
I don't know.
No, but we're working our way you away. Do you want
to go back to the hut then? Talk to the people?
I mean, it was just an idea. It's where you
it's
guys
worth a shot.
Okay. I guess we'll do that. Work our way to that. The hut with the people that are tied up.
Our shackle. Okay. You work your way back to that hut?
I look inside and I'm looking for a half elf monk guy. Anybody any seen him? Questioning.
You mostly are, I mean, you hear some sobs and nothing really else coming out of the hut.
Stab one of them.
I slam my hammer against the door.
No, don't do that. That makes too much noise.
Half elf. No, half elf in here. Just us. And then she starts crying again.
All right, useless. Keep going.
All right, yeah, it's
awesome. Will we head back and report?
I mean, we can.
Let's go get our motherfucking movie check. What?
You know, the monk was a side project. Yeah, the monk was a side project. We're not getting anything out of it.
I mean, we don't know hardly anything.
Yeah. And I kind of feel the whole time Nassim, is that his name?
Nassim
was explaining this. Kind of feel like it was weird. Like, he was weird. It was like he wanted us to go further into the prison, or into the camp for some reason. It was almost like a trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap!
Let's go back to Greenest.
What do you think, man?
I feel like we need a little bit more information. Would help us out.
How are we going
to
get it?
I think it's our turn to trust him.
We have defied you every time we played. So.
Not every time.
Most of the time.
No, last episode, we did what he said, and it worked out.
Until you killed a guy. Until you killed a guy.
Yeah, whatever.
So venture just a little bit and see if we can't. I mean, until it seems to get too hairy. I mean, obviously, we're this far in, no one's...
You gotta pretend to be a
they're really only gonna trust you, because you got the sigil on.
Zombie from Thriller? Yeah, let's walk.
Okay.
Deeper.
Yeah.
Slightly deeper.
Okay.
Not deep enough that we're in the back half.
I've tucked my whiskey back away just so we're all clear.
Okay. No, you're moving through. Like I said, there are various campfires and people chatting and, you know, lounging about. You can hear people rustling around in tents. It's starting to get a little more dead now.
Am I noticing a tent that is guarded? Some structure that is guarded?
Perception check.
Nope.
Fuck.
Just him or all of us?
Yeah, if you all want to, if you all can.
18.
13.
God dang.
What is it, perception?
Yeah.
16.
So the drow and the cleric, you both noticed that farther off, there is a tent that appears to be guarded.
Even
deeper into the canyon. You can definitely see...
Into the third
area. There's a
guard
there. What do you want to do, boss?
And for Lucas, what'd you roll?
16.
You see... Yeah, I'll give it to you. You see that there is a large post stuck in the ground not too far away from that tent, and there appears to be a body against that post.
I can't tell who the body is of.
It's a couple hundred feet. I mean, and it's dark. Like, you can tell that there's a form there.
Superior dark vision.
120 feet.
So I'm at... It's 100 feet away?
No, it's a couple hundred feet.
Couple hundred feet away.
Yeah. I'm giving you that you can see shapes and stuff. Because the canyon's lit. It's starlight. There are other things going on. Your dark vision 120 feet actually works when you are literally in the dark. So you can see, you know...
By now, it's got to be getting pretty dark.
No. It is. It's real dark.
Feasible to move up 100 feet to take a slightly better look.
Yeah.
Or have the owl do it.
Oh, you want to have the... Well, I mean, again, he's got to stop and not do anything.
And is the owl going to be able to discern a half-elf necessarily?
Right. Well, he's not
going
to know race.
The owl doesn't even know a half-elf. He needs to know a half-elf because he'll see it through his eyes.
You want to try owl first and see what happens?
A couple hundred feet away?
Yeah. In order,
220 is what I could see at the max range.
Yeah. Right.
Alright.
Is it within the 220?
You would have to move you're in the second area of the camp. You would have to move a little bit closer to that edge. You don't have to get right on the edge into that third area. But you have to get right up to the edge of that second area into the third area.
We do that.
Okay, let's do this.
Alright. Once you do that, you make a telepathic communication with Albert, and you are seeing a half elf tied to a stake that looks to be beaten pretty severely.
Okay.
Alive.
Can you see if it's alive?
Is there any way we can tell that he's alive?
Give me an Albert perception.
An Albert perception.
14.
He gets advantage.
14.
No, you can't really tell.
Okay.
It'd be very hard to see from way up in the air.
This post is in front of the heavily guarded tent?
No, or... it's off to the side. It's maybe...
Are there guards around or close to this pole?
It's maybe 100, 150 feet away from the...
Remember, the guards is human. So, they're not going
to
see.
I'm still trying to see if they're... what's around? Like, what's around this pole?
Yeah.
Can we walk up to this pole without...
Being harassed?
Without necessarily arousing more suspicion.
I wouldn't expect so. Not in that end of it. Not from the way they were talking before. They said that end was guarded. I don't know, though.
You're definitely seeing guards around. There's a tent that is probably twice or three times the size, the largest tent you've seen, and you do see what appear to be sentries posted around that tent.
Right. I want to go to the pole, though.
Yeah, the pole would be better.
You don't see any guards near the pole?
All right. Matt's groaning.
I don't like his inflections.
I don't know what you without a definite question, I can't say if it's safe or not.
Within 50 feet, are there any guards around that pole?
No.
I say, at least myself, safe enough to walk up to this pole to talk to this guy.
Again, you don't want to split the group, so we're all going to have to go with you.
I'm not going to be that far away, but if all four of us walk up to this pole, then that will look a lot more suspicious.
I concur.
All right.
Okay. So you're walking up to the pole?
Troy approaches the pole.
Is this dude alive?
As you get closer, you see that he is breathing, albeit shallow. It's a very shallow breath.
Is he conscious?
No.
So you'd have to cut him free and then drag his ass back to us.
Well, have we established it's him?
I can talk to him.
It's a half elf. He meets the description. He doesn't have a goofy ass haircut, but he meets the description.
He's conscious?
No, he's unconscious.
You got a little water in your water skin? Just splash on his face, wake him up.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Splash the water on his face. Kind of give him a little pat on the cheek.
What?
Leosin?
Yes.
Whisper.
Who?
We were sent. What was that guy's name?
Nazim.
We were sent by Nazim, father of Achu.
Nazim. Yeah. Wait. Who? You're called the dragon.
No, I'm in disguise. We were sent to get some info on these guys.
Huh? The necklace.
Yeah. Just calm down. We ran across your buddy. He said you were missing and gave me this in the necklace.
Give me a stealth check.
Fuck. 20! Yes!
Very, very stealthy.
Just very stealthily give you this necklace.
where did you... Oh,
back at
He sent you here?
Yeah, back at we were going out anyways, and he stopped us before we left. Just said you were missing. He was worried about you.
Yeah, no.
He said you have knowledge we need, right?
Yeah, he said you've been gathering knowledge on these guys.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Why you're here? Like, what you're tied up? Why? How'd you get tied up here?
I let them capture me. It was the only way to get close to. It was the only way to get close to Mondath and Cyanrith. There was no other way for me to get close to them. I had to find out if the stories of the hatchery were true.
You gotta look.
Did you get any information that useful? Did you find anything out?
Yeah, but...
How far away are we from them?
I assume... I don't know. How far away would you like to be?
We never said we were moving up. Yeah, so how far away were we?
We
separated.
Okay, if you are still standing along the edge with the tents, you are 100, 150 feet away from them.
Okay.
Have your owl.
Is there like a perch somewhere?
Is there a what?
A perch somewhere where an owl wouldn't be noticed?
Wouldn't
be... out of the ordinary?
There are... You realize as you look around, here is where the...
Like
the,
on top of the post?
They are...
Then he couldn't hear it.
Too far away?
Out of 100 feet.
Let me think. There are no trees. There are a couple of huts. So the main hut is sort of to your left. There are a few huts to the right that the owl could perch on. You also notice now that you're here that you do see a second guard tower.
Okay.
Up on top of the canyon. So it's a number of feet in the air, and then there's a 20 feet tall above that. But that sits almost directly above the major tent.
This owl is the regular-looking owl, right? Yeah. Okay. It was like a...
Yeah,
like
it glows green.
Yeah, well, yeah. If it was like just a phantom owl, you know what I mean?
Hedwig's an American snow owl in England, and nobody notices.
So, exactly. I mean, can the owl at least see whether or not there's guards up on that tower? It might be paying attention.
Well, I think what you're wanting to is eavesdrop on the conversation, right?
About halfway in between and put him there and have him keep an eye out for stuff.
Other than the tents off to the right, that would be they're maybe 50 feet away.
That'd work.
I mean, that's the closest you could get. Okay. So you're there. So you are watching through the owl then?
No, I'll have the owl watch for danger.
Okay. Gotcha. It sends back,
I think you've got a farm.
No.
It sends back a message, predator? Scared. Like, it's doing what you want, but it sees something.
It's scared?
Yeah. And the vibe you're getting is predator.
A hawk? So,
Something could be watching your owl.
Like a hawk?
It's the dragon.
So what else did you were you asking Leosin?
If he got his any information on the hatcher that he's looking for.
It's
ready to be extricated from his situation.
It's here, but I need to learn more. I don't know what the call to the dragon is doing. They're hatching dragons. It's terrible for the whole Sword Coast. We've got to find a way to stop them.
You look like you're in pretty bad shape here. I don't think you want to stay here much longer. Am I correct?
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Insight check. Okay. If you want to make that, I was going to say, I'll give you a roll if you would like a roll. But if you want to make that assumption, you can make that assumption.
14?
Yeah, he's not doing well at all. He looks incredibly dehydrated, and he's been beaten severely.
So he's dead weight.
Do we want to try to rescue him?
No.
Yeah.
Why? He's already given all the info he can give us, and people watching us. Well,
he may have more information for us. I'm looking for it.
He's not stupid.
I'm looking for if he's got his information. That's what I'm asking him. If his mission, quote unquote, is done, he's saying it's not. But obviously, he's hanging by a thread. So, I'm assuming that he's not going to last much longer. So it doesn't matter if he gets more info; he's going to die. So,
can I get deception checks from everyone but Troy?
Deception?
Yes.
18.
Plus?
Yeah, well, 16. Plus.
Deception?
No, yeah.
19. Yeah, I rolled a nat 20.
Cool.
Yeah, 16.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
Yay.
Please continue.
You don't look suspicious.
Oh, I got an idea. So this thaumaturgy business, what exactly does it do? Creates a sound? Just a sound?
It amplifies my voice. He's the one with the sound illusion.
Yes. Okay. Trying to think of a way to cause him a distraction so that we can...
I got an idea.
I follow me on this one. I actually have one, too.
Okay.
I got a pee.
I'm going to whisper mine to you.
Figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Of the guy illusion. On the pole.
Oh, yeah, dude. Nice.
Yeah.
Let's do both of those things.
No. If they don't know he's gone, we can walk right out of here I also still think
we need a distraction so the exchange can take place, so like we can still get away. Because they're still going to notice a guy walking away with a dude who's dying.
You have healing.
I do.
I'll heal him. I got healing. I got healing.
Yeah, but you're right there with him. My healing is limited. I mean, I was more thinking his, because his recharges after a short rest, correct?
He can only heal himself.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What kind of healing can you do?
I got to put my hands on him.
Okay, so same as me?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're standing there next to him.
And I'm hard
hands on him.
Feet away.
You heal him. This guy, because I don't know what's going on. He's listening. You're the one in direct contact.
Would 2 HP do much good?
2
Right?
2 HP? What are we talking about?
To the monk guy.
You can heal?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got lay on hands, yo.
I mean, it would help.
Yo.
It's not going to hurt.
As in, he'd be able to walk on his own volition?
On his own volition.
What?
Yeah, he's still going to move slow. It would definitely help.
Okay. So, Matt can create an illusion.
No.
Create an illusion.
Yeah, I gotta get over there.
To create an illusion to mimic him still strung up. But I still think we need a distraction, a way to draw attention away so I can...
Albert is very perturbed. You keep getting that message of Predator.
We need to do this quickly.
He's very uncomfortable.
So how?
It is only your sheer force of will that is keeping him there.
Is he tied with a rope?
Yeah, his hands are tied behind his back into the stake.
Okay, so
I'm gonna let Albert fly off.
Okay,
where's he going?
You see him head straight. What would that be? I think that's straight south.
So I'm assuming that's away from the Predator.
Is south into the canyon or is it out of the canyon?
South is the canyon is oriented. You guys came from the west. You're now at the easternmost end, which is the Box Canyon. So if you think about your orientation, it flew south, which is away from the guard tower and the main tent and where you guys are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't you skedaddle? You tell me to hold chill.
What's your passive perception?
What's that again?
Troy, what's your passive perception? 14, 13, something like that? You have a stat that says passive perception.
Oh, 13.
Okay.
I'm going to move up. And
you've divulged your plan to the drow and I?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
I guess I'm just not doing
it. That's if...
Huh?
I'm just standing there.
What I like about it is that the way I use passive perception, it may not be written this way. The idea is that if something is happening around you, that's your general awareness.
Okay.
Basically what it assumes is that you rolled a 10 on a d20. So if something very subtle has happened and you're not actively looking for it, or in my opinion you're engaged in other things, that lets me know if something happens, what, you know, you immediately register it or you don't register it at all. Everyone should be like 13 or 14. I was just curious.
Yeah. So 14. Can you create like a, I don't know, troll or ogre, some sort of...
No,
some sound. See it.
No, it's monster something.
Oh.
What's up?
I can't.
And it amplifies my voice, makes it dark, makes it big and scary. I'm moving up and about 60 feet away and about halfway in between, I'm making a minor illusion.
I totally didn't look at what I wanted to do. Get, sorry.
There's no, you know that it's
coming from me. I don't like, I can't like
I'm moving up, so I'm 60 feet away from him, making a minor illusion of a sound directed his way.
So you want to throw a Molotov cocktail like...
Of a loud whisper, danger to the
further away?
North.
Okay, you're going
to give it to the LSD, I'll drop it.
I don't even need that, just do Sacred Flame. Wouldn't that catch a thatch roof on fire?
I just made a sound, an illusion sound, aimed your direction, danger to the north.
Okay. So you just hear a whisper out of nowhere that's his voice. It says danger to the north. Okay,
I'm cutting him loose, and I put my hands on him, give him two.
Give me a stealth check.
I already passed that.
You passed one of them.
Fuck. Six.
Okay. So you lay on hands, and then you cut him loose?
Yeah.
As you do so, you guys are all back, right? Okay. As you lay on hands, so you whisper something, you know, sort of get a little warm feeling, and you see some of his wounds heal up. He starts to breathe easier all of a sudden. And as you cut his binds, you suddenly hear a low growl. And then at the same time, you hear some voices from the north go, "Hey, what are you doing with that monk?"
I thought motherfuckers can't see in the dark.
Yeah, nobody can see him.
Apparently there wasn't anybody 50 feet away.
That's true.
Yeah, so we're fine. He's fine.
Where's that illusion at?
I just warned you with one. I got to cast another one.
So I thought that was the plan.
So for now, you're holding the prisoner up until he makes the illusion? Is that what's happening?
Right. I thought that was happening now.
I mean, we're in an area where you had already explained that no one could see us, or him.
That we could see.
Right.
This is true. You suddenly hear the pitter-patter of very large feet coming directly towards you, and you look up to see a drake moving very swiftly in your direction.
Sweet!
Our stalwart heroes have reached the heart of the dragon's den and found Leosin, but in the process have been discovered themselves. How will they escape the canyon? Find out in the next episode of Brothel D&D.
I'm aroused.